Karina Coggins was balanced on a log next to Connell Lake, casting her line when she lost her footing and plunged into the frigid water. She was able to return to shore fairly quickly with help from her two companions, but they inadvertently punctured their inflatable raft. With daylight fading and no boat, the three built a small fire and called for help. Alaska State Troopers say the emergency call came in at around 4 p.m. Saturday. Jerry Kiefer of the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad says they sent a crew on foot down the trail that goes around the lake and launched a skiff in case the victims were too far from the trail.
They were a fair distance away from the end of the trail, so we elected to utilize the inflatable raft to bring the victims back across and then delivered them to a North Tongass ambulance.
The 2.5-mile trail goes around Connell Lake, then follows a creek that connects Connell to Talbot Lake. Kiefer says the three victims were on the far side of Connell, across the mouth of the creek. He says they were right to call for help rather than walk out on the trail. All three, Coggins, a man, and a young boy, had gotten wet and cold.
Of course, you know, when you're out using rafts and fishing along the lake, staying completely dry is fairly impossible. The victim that went into the water, of course, she was completely wet. Her partner was wet in the effort of getting her out. And then the other male juvenile, he was wet just from, being a kid and being out and playing at the lake.
Kiefer suggests that anyone planning outdoor recreation trips borrow one of the KVRS spot locator beacons, which allow rescue personnel to pinpoint the location of someone in trouble. He says the trio was lucky to have had cell coverage at the lake and a beacon would have been more reliable.
This country is extremely unforgiving, and really the simple trip across the lake to do some fishing in the wintertime can be a lot more hazardous than the typical trip down south where you can get a hold of emergency services anywhere.
Troopers report that all three victims were transported by North Tongass EMS to Ketchikan Medical Center for treatment of mild hypothermia. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.